You would have probably seen the adverts for SAS Australia, a number of Australian celebrities being yelled at, woken up at 3 a.m. and a bag put on their head and dragged into a room and yelled at some more amidst lifting up logs and running around a lot. We can talk to one of the men who yells at them. Ollie Ollerton's also written a book as well. We'll chat about that as well. Ollie, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Mate, you're not really selling it for us, are you?
Well, do you know what? I love the show, right? And I've watched it a long time back in the UK. But I do think that moment where one of you just says, you know, do you want to quit, right? And it's always someone going, no, staff, I don't want to quit. And I'm just sitting there thinking, this sofa has never felt more comfortable. And yes, I am desperate to quit. Like, does anybody come on and just go, actually, yeah, I'll quit straight away. This isn't for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have that. We've had that a number of times. And then we've had that case where people are like, no, staff, I'll never quit. And then, actually, yeah, I will do. So, yeah, it's a funny old recipe for pain and torture.
And the one that the bit that I always think, I mean, there are so many bits where I think that really isn't fair, is when they've done like a massive run, right? And you've really run them a lot. And then the van is there and they're going to get in the van. And then the van drives away and you say, you've got to run a bit more than that. Like, do you get a perverse pleasure from that? Or do you feel a little bit guilty?
Oh, mate, there's no guilt whatsoever. I mean, it's so nice to actually be on the other end of it, because we got that for months and months and months, you know, all the way through our training. It's called a false ending, and it is just horrible. It's just so... Now, the guilt is quickly diluted, mate, by the pleasure of seeing their little faces.
The Australian version, how generally do Australians do? You know, there is an Australian... I haven't lived in this country that long, but you know, there's an alpha mentality to quite a few Australians. Did they, you know, compared to the shows that you've done around the world, how do they compare?
Well, I probably get slated in my country for saying it, but you know, I do, you know, the Aussies are tough. You know, you got some tough candidates there, the males and females, you know, so they're really impressive. And the good thing about the Australian version is you've got the backyard is a lot bigger and can be a lot more demanding. So, yeah, I mean, they're faring really well. And we have some good candidates on the show as well. So they really make it. They make the show. So, yeah, no, they're tough.
Ollie, can you give us some insight into the upcoming season of SAS?
Well, I'll tell you what, mate, I always look at that. When I looked at that from the start and I saw everyone, I saw the lineup and I went, oh, it was like looking at the worst ingredients for a cake. It's like, this lot should not go together. But then when you actually take a bite of it when it's put together and you think, actually, it tastes pretty good. So it is, you know what, the stunts and everything we do, the things we put them through are really, really challenging. We've really upped it this time. You know, we keep wondering how we're going to make it harder, how we're going to make it different. This time, honestly, it's the next level. And not only that, there's such a chemistry, positive and negative, between the candidates that, you know, it back in their dorms, back when they're all together, that's where some of the real gems are. You know, it's going to be an absolute... Yeah, I can't wait for it to come out. People are going to love it.
It does not pay to be cocky on this show, right? I always think, you know, if somebody, you know, most people don't live in a world where they get shouted at a lot. You know, it seems, it just is, it doesn't, after school, that's kind of it, right, for being shouted at in normal life. And it must be very strange, I think, to go into that, imagine, you know, from your, obviously, you've done it, you're used to that environment. For these celebrities, where nobody's shouting at them and they're maybe shouting at other people if they're not very nice celebrities, to go into a situation where they're being yelled at and they're not allowed to answer back is quite a strange environment for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big test. It really is a big test. And those that do sort of push that line, it doesn't end well for them. But pretty much when everyone comes on, you know, there's not many people that want to start arguing with the likes of Ant, you know, and across that line. So, and any of us, to be honest. But yeah, you do get the odd one. They start to be a bit cocky, and then they realise that, you know, if one gets cocky, Everyone gets punished. The whole lot gets punished. It's not just that person that will get punished. Everyone. So, you know, they then understand that their actions are affecting everyone. So we have a means and a method to extinguish that pretty quickly. Otherwise, they're just gone.
Ollie, you've got a new book coming out called All or Nothing. What can you tell us about it?
Well, this is actually my fourth book, believe it or not. I've done two self-development books before that. And then there was my first fiction book, which is Scar Tissue. And this is the second one after that. So this is part of a trilogy. And it follows a guy called Alex Abbott, who's left the Special Forces and he finds himself back in a war zone. The first book was about his he goes to rescue his son in Iraq. It doesn't really end that well. And then the second book, which is just launched, All or Nothing, that is when he's on the path of revenge. And as it says on the book cover, revenge is a game you can't afford to lose. So really, Alex Abbott is a flawed character. You know, ex-Special Forces is not this sort of stereotypical person that everyone thinks, oh, you know, these guys are cut from a different cloth. He bleeds and breathes just like everyone else. And, you know, although he's putting himself or he's in these massively dangerous scenarios, you know, trying to seek revenge and do all these kind of things, his real battle is within himself. You know, he's got an addiction or dependency, definitely addiction to alcohol. And, you know, the emotional war that's going on behind the eyes is the real battle. And to be honest, I know the guy very well. So, you know, the template follows my story after leaving the Special Forces. Obviously, there's a load of elaboration because it's a fiction book. I can do that. But there is a heartbeat of truth throughout the whole story. There's twists and turns. It's absolutely amazing. I don't mind saying so myself.
Oh, good for you. And do you enjoy the process? You know, because writing is quite a lonely pursuit, isn't it?
I do actually pursue the process because I like being alone, so that helps me. It is something you have to get your head into. I mean, coming out to Australia and doing SAS Who Dares Wins over the last couple of years has helped me on, you know, 2 weeks in quarantine and nothing to do. I've had plenty to do. So it is a lonely process. But for me, it's about, you know, I like to get away into the hills, get myself a little cabin, do my exercise, do all that stuff, and then just sit down, you know, a few hours at a time and really get into that sort of creative flow. So, and when it's talking about, you know, it's putting meat on the bones and the detail, you know, I'm so specific about the detail. I do get lost in that and excited. So it takes a bit to snap away from normal life and get into it. But once I am, yeah, it's something I really enjoy.
Obviously, you draw on real life experiences. You know, the SAS program as well is, you know, you show people sort of the things that you had to go through with training. Is there like a view from people within the SAS about those kind of things that are opening the door to it? Are people positive who are sort of still in the forces about it, or do they sort of say, why are you showing the secrets of the SAS?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. That's something that isn't really an issue. The only people that have got an issue with it are the people that are jealous that they're not doing it. So really, when it comes to secrets, I mean, we're quite, you know, we have to sign disclosure agreements. We can't give, you know, any kind of secrets away. So really, there are no secrets, anything that's going to jeopardize anyone, anything that's going to affect anyone negatively. We don't cross that line as operators. That's a strict sort of protocol. Sure. When you leave the military.
And that bit in the show where, you know, it's kind of like the final bit, the interrogation bit, where you're sort of sat in stress positions with babies crying in your headphones for hours and hours and hours. What is that like to experience? I mean, it just seems like the most miserable thing you can experience. And I wonder why anybody would like carry on through that. Like what would, obviously when you did it, did you do exactly that when you were training?
Yeah, listen, it just makes me laugh when I look back at now. I wasn't laughing at the time, believe me. It is a horrendous experience. I mean, the stuff you see on the show is light. It's quite lame compared to the 36 hours that we do. And we do 7 days before that, escape and evasion across the mountains before we're captured. 36 hours, it is hideous. I tell you what, it's a good job they do that as the last thing on that course, because if he was at the start, I don't think anyone would go through. But yeah, hideous, absolutely hideous experience. But they're training you for a certain thing. They're training you to, it's a simulation of being captured. You know, would you are you a Kit Kat? Are you going to snap at the first question, or
yes,
you know, are you going to be
able to
withhold the information? Yeah.
I absolutely would. Do you know what I find? I sometimes find, like, if I'm on a foam roller, I sort of, you know, in the gym, like on my calves, I sort of think, this is all the enemy would have to do, is like really, like a really heavy foam roller, and I would tell them absolutely everything. I mean, I'm, you know, I know as a sort of beta male that this is the last, you know, I just wouldn't survive for more than a second. Anyway, look, thanks so much for coming, Ollie. We really appreciate your time. Good luck with the show. SAS Australia is on soon. Good luck with the book as well. All or Nothing, published by Alan and Unwin. Available in all good bookstores and all other bookstores as well. And please never invite me. I'm a Z-list level. I never would be, thank goodness. But promise that you will never invite me to do this program. I would just like to watch it from the comfort of my armchair.
Well, I'll hold you to that agreement, mate, and thanks for having me on the show today.